FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major escalation over the weekend in the Middle East. A drone strike killed three U.S. military personnel and injured 34 others at a base in Jordan. President Biden's blamed Iranian-backed militias. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC,
"We're not looking for a broader war in the region. We certainly aren't looking for a conflict with Iran. But make no mistake, Iran is supporting these groups that are resourcing them, training them. Certainly not discouraging these attacks at all. We know they support the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas."
U.S. is vowing to retaliate. The U.S. also one of several countries that suspended funding for the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees. It's after Israel alleged 12 employees were involved in the October 7th attack. The Senate close to releasing the text of a bipartisan border agreement with the White House, but House Republicans say it does not go far enough. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, out of the hospital after abdominal surgery. This is ABC News. There's a new investigation into a charity linked to Prince Harry and charges that some of the people involved may have carried out horrific crimes.
African Parts launching an investigation into allegations its guards raped and tortured tribespeople in a Congolese jungle. Survival International, a group advocating for indigenous people around the world, writing on X, "We're calling on Prince Harry to step down from the board of African Parks and its funders to withdraw their support." Harry and Meghan's Archwell Foundation responding in a statement, "When the Duke became aware of these serious allegations, he immediately escalated them to the CEO and chairman of the board of African Parks, the appropriate people to handle next steps." Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, London.
Comedian Jay Leno's filed for a conservatorship over his wife, who is suffering from dementia, the filing being carried out in part to make sure Mavis Leno is cared for in case he dies first. It's another day on strike for teachers in Newton, Massachusetts, the seventh day of school closed for students. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Give any room in your home a great new look with Dakota Shiplap from Menards. Hurry in while supplies last for a hot deal. An 8-foot homestead shiplap. Great for walls, trim, and more. Just $7.99 after rebate. Plus, update your kitchen with a Tuscany faucet in stainless or matte black finish with pull-down spout. Just $39.99 after $30 rebate. Price is good through February 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers have until the end of next month to put up $7.5 million in matching funds to move to the next step in being a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront she's encouraged by the bipartisan support.
Even though our biohealth industries tend to be in Madison and Milwaukee, we have entrepreneurs throughout the state. We have manufacturing throughout the state.
The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the matching funds this week. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks take on the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip to five different cities, starting tonight in Colorado against the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, how hard is it taking over a team in the middle of an NBA season?
Listen, I've never done this. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. It's going to be a challenge. Got to get organized quickly.
Rivers attended the Marquette basketball game where he played in the early 1980s. Packers quarterback Jordan Love also in attendance as a fan. The Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. They're on the road tomorrow night against Villanova. NFL, the 49ers are headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell asked, why didn't he try a field goal on fourth down late in the game instead of going for it?
You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining. Let's talk about tomorrow's menu. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today if you can. Tomorrow they'll be serving up barbecue ribs, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, applesauce cake, and your locations are at Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Park Falls, and Phillips. Price County Senior Dining. Call them at 715-339-2158. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizza, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one, a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more patchy, dense fog this morning. Then it's going to be cloudy with some freezing drizzle and drizzle throughout the day today. Our high right around 36. Tonight, a little bit of drizzle, some fog, maybe a little snow mixing in at times. Our low down to 27 tomorrow. Some flurries, patchy fog, then mostly cloudy with a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. After being online only in 2023, the spring fishing game hearings will be in person in 2024 on Monday, April 8th. More details when we return, but first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. The traditional in-person spring fish and game hearings, sponsored by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and the Department of Natural Resources, will return the second Monday in April. The Conservation Congress Leadership Council met earlier this month to hear updates from the DNR on fish and wildlife programs and listen to feedback on how citizens wanted to provide input on natural resources topics. The result is that the Congress is moving forward with traditional spring hearings on Monday, April 8th, in all Badger State counties. Beginning in 2020 and during the pandemic, the hearings changed from in-person to online voting. But we're back to in-person hearings this year. The April 8th meetings will have arrival and orientation from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., followed by presentations from DNR Fish and Wildlife and law enforcement staff and elections for county delegates. Voting will also take place on advisory questions presented by the DNR and the Natural Resources Board. The NRB will approve potential questions in February. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Say you know, saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call, thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Monday. It is a cloudy day, but the mild weather continues with temperatures right in that 35 to 40 range here for the foreseeable future. No significant snowfall. So if you're hoping to get the sled out, it's just not going to happen here the next week or two, it looks like. Well, heartbreaker for the Lions yesterday for anyone who's a fan of an NFL team. It's whether you are rooting for Detroit or not, it's still... It just leaves you a little empty at the end to know that the team like Detroit that has never been to the Super Bowl, they are the only team in the NFL that has been around for every Super Bowl that has not made the Super Bowl. The Cleveland Browns, they were a part of the merger a little bit late in there. Jacksonville, Houston has not made the Super Bowl, and Detroit also. They've won a world championship. They did that back in 1957, but have never been to a Super Bowl. They were up by 17 points. And a series of misfortunes. If you watched the game, you saw it. The drop passes, the failure to convert on fourth downs. That's what Dan Campbell does. He goes for it on fourth down. So I'm not gonna blame him for that. People are just like, you should have kicked the field goal. That's not what he does. It's not what he does. He hasn't done it all year. If it's fourth and two or three, he's going to go for it. That's just what he does. So I'm not going to blame him for that because that's the way he coaches. But a couple of drop passes, misfortunate bounces off the helmets, and the fumble was huge. There was a fumble in there that they're not talking about. One of the running backs, that was the flip. That was the flip of the game. If that doesn't happen, Detroit probably can still win that game because their offense was just doing whatever they wanted against San Francisco. So now you got the 49ers and the Chiefs. I would guess, I would put the Chiefs at least a touchdown favorite in this game, right, over the 49ers, I would guess. It's in Las Vegas. I saw a promotion during the Lions game yesterday where a young man, he was like 15 years old, he won a trip to the Super Bowl, and I was thinking to myself, well, there's just nothing more appropriate than this 15-year-old boy winning a trip to Las Vegas. That's right. That's where every 15-year-old boy should be going, is Las Vegas. Whew. We've come a long way, baby. We've gone from the NFL not even wanting to go close to Las Vegas. I mean, they wanted nothing to do with Las Vegas or gambling on their sport. We've gone from that, and in one generation, we've gone to the point where the announcers in the game are talking about wagers that you can place on the game. That's how far we've come. And now we've got the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Cash money speaks, baby. And there's big bucks in gambling in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. We've got birthdays to get to. If you got a birthday today, we'd love to wish him a happy day or belated from the weekend. 715-762-3221. We'll give away that cake on Friday. We'll get to all the birthdays after twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major escalation over the weekend in the Middle East. A drone strike killed 3 U.S. military personnel and injured 34 others at a base in Jordan. President Biden's blamed Iranian-backed militias. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC,
we're not looking for a broader war in the region. We certainly aren't looking for a conflict with Iran. But make no mistake, Iran is supporting these groups. They're resourcing them, training them. Certainly not discouraging these attacks at all. We know they support the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas.
U.S. is vowing to retaliate. The U.S. also one of several countries that suspended funding for the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees after Israel alleged 12 employees were involved in the October 7th attack. The Senate close to releasing the text of a bipartisan border agreement with the White House, but House Republicans say it does not go far enough. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, out of the hospital after abdominal surgery. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is touring Wisconsin today to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during his State of the State speech last week. There are stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, just to name a few. The governor's office says he'll also talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. Doctors are urging young people to get vaccinated against human papillomavirus, or HPV, which is linked to cervical cancer. Dr. Monica Wells practices internal medicine.
It's vaccine-preventable cancer, which is pretty exciting when we discovered this in medicine and medical history, because a vaccine that can prevent cancer is phenomenal.
The CDC recommends young people get the vaccine at age 11 or 12. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 16th at Legion Post 182 here in Park Falls, it's the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. Starting with a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30, there will also be gun raffles, games, and auction. Tickets are $25, and to purchase tickets, please call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. There will only be 125 tickets sold, so order early.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, to kick off a five-game road trip, and they'll be doing it with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, who admits you'll probably see some new assistant coaches hired and others let go.
There are changes that we have to make. There's no doubt about that. We'll start working on it immediately.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State over the weekend, 81-66. They seek their fourth win in a row in Nebraska Thursday against the Cornhuskers. NFL, the 49ers headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. In Baltimore, the Ravens lost at home to the Chiefs 17-10. The Ravens were 4.5-point favorites to win. Quarterback Lamar Jackson asked if he was frustrated losing to Kansas City.
Oh, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short.
That's Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson with sports on Mike Clemens.
A couple local scores from Friday night. The Mellon boys topped Butternut Friday night by a count of 78-29. Winter continues to put up a lot of points this year. They beat Bruce 99-78, and the Washburn boys, they topped Phillips up in Washburn on Friday night, 65-48. The Shawamigan girls played at home. Three Lakes Phillips gets the win over Shawamigan Friday night by a score of 55-30. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
As we roll into the new year, it's time to make sure your vehicle is road ready for the conditions. That's where Goodyear comes in. Right now, you can get up to $100 back by online or mail-in rebate on a select set of Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, you can get an added bonus of up to $100 when you use the Goodyear credit card. Ask an associate which Goodyear tire will keep you moving ahead this season. Offer valid until March 31st, 2024. The Goodyear credit card is subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Stop by D&D Tire and Auto Center today. You can find us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or at www.ddtireandauto.com.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Phillips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
All right, birthdays. We got Steve Polacek, who is celebrating a birthday today. Your sister wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday today. So, Steve, happy birthday to you. That was Terry wishing you a happy birthday. If you're celebrating here on this 29th day of January, you get to share your day with other celebrities, such as Sarah Gilbert, the child star from Roseanne. She was one of the kids on Roseanne. She's 49 today. Heather Graham, the actress from the Hangover series, and Austin Powers, is 54. You've got Edward Burns, the actor, director, and screenwriter from The Brothers, McMullen, and others, is 56 today. Nicholas Turturro, the actor from TV's NYPD Blue, is 62. Who else we have here? Oprah Winfrey. They say one of the most, I don't know, is it anymore, but she was, maybe still is, one of the most powerful women in the country. Talk show host, movie producer, and of course, OWN TV, O-W-N TV. That's the Oprah Winfrey Network. She started many years ago, and she is 70. That was 2011 she started that. 70 today for Oprah Winfrey. Ann Gillian, the actress from TV's It's a Living, 74. Tom Selleck, the actor from Magnum P.I., many others, 79. Who else here? Catherine Ross. Elaine in The Graduate. Also starred in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. 84 today for Catherine Ross. John Forsythe, the star of TV's Dynasty, Charlie's Angels. Born on this day, 1918, passed in 2010. And W.C. Fields, William Claude Dukenfield, W.C. Fields, the brilliant film comedian from many, I think a lot of them were, some were silent. He played curmudgeons, clumps, conivers, and drunks. He added many memorable lines to the culture. I think he started out in silent film. Well, maybe not. I guess I shouldn't say that because he was born in 1880. Yeah, he would have started out in silent films. And then, of course, when the talkies started, he was in there too. He had lines like, "I like children if they are properly cooked." He also said, of course, that wouldn't fly nowadays, but back then it was just a joke. Other lines he was attributed for is, "Fell in love with a beautiful blonde once, drove me to drink, and I never had the decency to thank her." He also had such lines as, I spent half my money on gambling, alcohol, and wild women, and the other half I wasted. And then the other line he had was, "I never drink water because of the disgusting things that fish do with it." W.C. Fields, born on this day in 1880, he passed in 1946.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and mild once again as high temperatures climb to 40 degrees. As the front passes through, a few spotty sprinkles are expected tonight, which could flip to freezing drizzle or a few flurries flying around as low temperatures crash below freezing. It's 27 degrees at our studios.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Talking to her mom on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Too late at 98Q Country. Let's throw some snowballs. We hoarded all the snow here in Park Falls. We got big piles of it back here. So we got snowballs ready to go here, and you could win a $25 gift certificate from one of our participating sponsors. Just be caller 4 right now. If you've won already, Larry and Connie, you're out. Everybody else, you're in. It's as easy as being caller 4. And pick Gunner A or B. If you pick the right one, you win. 715-762-3221. It's our 98Q Snowball Throwdown Showdown. And this year, because of the lack of snow, Mowdown. Caller 4, good luck to you.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James Black Boots, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The objective with this new line was basically to create a collection of boots that were going to be elevated, quality made, using the finest materials and craftsmanship available. Some of the key quality construction details that carry throughout the line would be premium cowhide lining, hand-nailed leather soles, and simplistic design. Cody James Black, only at Boot Barn.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. And let's do it. Let's see if we can give away another $25 gift certificate with our throwball, snowball, showdown, mowdown, whatever. Who is this?
This Bob.
How you doing today, Bob?
Not too bad, you?
We're doing all right. Let's spin that wheel here, Bob, and let's see what we're playing for. Love the wheel. We've got a $25 gift certificate to, let's see, what is that? Oh, Cabin Creations. Cabin Creations and Phillips, so $25. All you need to do, Bob, is pick Gunner A or Gunner B. You tell me which one is sighted in, and you'll be a winner. Which one you want there, Bob?
Let's go with A.
A it is. Let's see if we got a winner here, Bob. Good luck to you. Here we go.
You missed me.
Oh, no,
you
Bob.
You get nothing.
Oh, sorry.
You lose. Good day, sir.
So rude. So rude. Bob, good news is you get to try again because you didn't win. So thanks for playing along. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Have a great day, Bob. Thank you so much. He played along very well. A little Willy Wonka.
You get nothing. No. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah. You two want to knock each other's brains out with snowballs, kindly leave me out of it.
We've got 17 wonderful sponsors, each providing two $25 gift certificates. So we'll be playing for a few weeks here. So just stick around in the morning show and occasionally with Gray in the afternoon after 2 o'clock. Gift certificates from Around the Corner Pub in Mercer, the Big Dipper, Cabin Creations, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Decor to Adore, Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Ross's Sports Shop, Great Northern Motel, and the Wolf's Den Restaurant in Mercer, Jack's Corner Bar, Northern Lights Inn and the Lanes, Oh Dear Nutrition, Pan Asia Oriental Market, Patchouli Garden, Park Falls Chamber of Commerce has a couple of $25 chamber gift certificates, and Park Falls Family Restaurant, Leisure City in Woodruff, and BC Auto Repair. Stay tuned. Another chance for you to win here on the morning show comes tomorrow morning. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips. Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616. Or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and mild once again as high temperatures climb to 40 degrees. As a front passes through, a few spotty sprinkles are expected tonight, which could flip to freezing drizzle or a few flurries flying around as low temperatures crash below freezing. It's 27 degrees at our studios.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Q Country.